Local deal makers have inked agreements worth $52 billion in the first half of the year, with the value of deals climbing by over 950% over the period. And joining me to discuss this in detail and the momentum going forward is partner at Herbert Smith Freehills, Patrick Layden. Patrick, thank you so much for your time. What exactly is fueling the current boom in M&A activity that we are seeing? Is it all just COVID?
Good evening, and good evening to your viewers. Look, as you've mentioned, I think we're certainly seeing a significant resurgence in M&A activity in South Africa, and this is on the back of the global M&A market boom, which is reaching record levels at the end of the third quarter. So if we look at some of the drivers behind what's driving this global boom, and obviously that follows through into South Africa, we're seeing a lot of economic uncertainty around COVID is starting to lift, and institutions are adapting and moving to capitalize on the growth and value creation. So we're also seeing a lot of an abundance of cheap capital, and this cheap capital is coming from low interest rates and alternative or private capital players entering the market. So what you would have seen in the last 12 months, more so in the international space than in the South African space, is a listing of a significant amount of SPACs, the special purpose acquisition companies. And analysts have suggested that they've raised through the first quarter to the third quarter almost $80 billion worldwide. So they've obviously raised all this capital. They need to go to market. They need to make the acquisitions that they've promised. And so we're seeing these SPACs competing with traditional corporate capital and PE firms, which can often drive up the price of these deals, which obviously increases the M&A deal value.
So we see this global boom really trickling into South Africa's M&A activity as well. I mean, how is the country's activity, M&A activity, faring with the rest of Africa? And who is actually the main investor of these South African companies?
Sure. So if I sort of put some context into where we are from a global perspective. So if we narrow it down to Africa, so Africa is about 16%. Up in deal value year on year, but it's lagging a bit behind Europe, which is about 34%, US, which is up 40%, and Asia Pacific region, which is up about 45%. So you can see South Africa, in our experience, South Africa generally, the trend is slightly behind the trend, but it catches up quite quickly, and I think that's what we're seeing in the market. Is we're seeing that through this period, really starting to catch up and increase in both deal numbers and in deal value.
And I mean, we've seen some global companies eyeing South African companies, and I'm just interested in intra-African mergers and acquisitions.
Yes.
Have those seen the same boom? And I mean, just looking at the recently implemented Africa Continental Free Trade Area, would that be providing a catalyst for more momentum in this space?
Yes, absolutely. So we're seeing the usual suspects investing into Africa, and into South Africa in particular. So the US, the UK, China, and Europe, and we're also seeing cross-border activities with South Africa domiciled companies investing into the rest of Africa. I think there were about 29 deals from publicly listed M&A companies into the rest of Africa for this period over the quarter one to quarter three. So you mentioned the free trade agreement. Definitely, I think that, you know, with Brexit the African countries are looking to conclude new deals, trade deals, and that's obviously creating efficiencies across the African market. And so I think that investors are now starting to turn to Africa, and hopefully those will drive up the M&A on the continent.
And I mean, can we expect the momentum to accelerate? Are the fundamentals there for a bull market going forward into 2022?
Absolutely. So I think that analysts are predicting that this global boom is going to continue for the next 12 to 24 months. As I mentioned, in our experience, South Africa and Africa will generally play catch up, but I think we're there in that resurgence of activity. Obviously, South Africa is not without its localized problems that we've seen: civil unrest recently, increased government oversight in transactions, and obviously the load shedding, which is problematic in an industrial sense. So we'll need to wait and see, but the indicators are that the increase in M&A activity will continue for the next 12 to 24 months.
All right. Thank you very much for that insight, Patrick, talking to us about the bustling momentum we have seen in mergers and acquisitions. Patrick Layden from Herbert Smith Freehills.